What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Highly Melanated Podcast Show. I am your host, Natasha Monique, and I thank you guys for tuning in. What's up, my babies? Okay, so I'm sorry, but I had to take a break, a deep, hard reset. And don't get me wrong, I recorded a lot of podcasts over this past year, but I wasn't ready. That's the bottom line. I wasn't ready. And then when I was ready, I was still scared. The reason why I was scared and what I've come to realize was that I struggled with believing in my own self. Growing up, I always seek validation from others, more specifically from my parents. So that's just how I live my entire life. Like, I've lived my life off compliments, you know, even though deep down inside, you know, I know that I'm this talented person, and I know that I was this great person in my community. Like, I needed to hear that from other people in order for me to feel like I was successful. It just really took me a while to realize that. And I couldn't have done it without being with myself a lot and sitting with some things and some stuff that was weighing heavy on me, and reading self-help books and coming across certain passages and like, oh shit, that's me. Or just watching a movie and like, oh shit, that's me. Or watching a good show. Like, you know, when you can see yourself and someone else, it kind of makes you feel like, damn, okay, I'm not alone. Okay, I'll be fine. I can get through this. And that's what I had to realize, that I got this. I got to stand in my own power. I'm not the only one. So it's okay, you know, and I, from what I'm reading, this person got through it, or from what I just watched, this person got through it. So it's just all about figuring out ways how to get back to you, the core of who you are. And, that's what I've been doing. Even by doing this podcast, like, let me tell y'all, the way, my anxiety is set up, the way, I don't know what other word, but I'm just going to tell you this is exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you guys, but in the back of my mind, it's like, oh my God, are you rambling? Oh my God, are you doing this? Like, it's just like, in the back of my mind, I'm like ripping myself apart right now. And that's one of the beautiful things about meditating. You learn how to concentrate and you learn how to focus, and you're able to notice when you're doing something that's obsessive. And that was one of the things I noticed about myself, that I struggle with that. Like, I constantly beat myself up every day. Like, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. And it's like, why do we do that to ourselves? Only thing you're responsible for is what you can control. That's it. That's the only thing. If you cannot control everything, you can't control everything, period. Like, that's it. I said that in the wrong tone. You cannot control everything, period. That's it. You can't. You can't. And we strive to be so perfect just because that's what you see. That's the facade. But you got to be able to see. You have to be able to really see shit for what it is. You know, not this, that life has to be perfect. Like, nah, life is fucked up. Nothing is perfect. You figure it out, man. You just go with the punches. Dude, you figure it the fuck out. But life is hard, and life is happening to everybody right now. We are all going through some shit right now. And just knowing that, that is helping me. Like, you know what? You complaining about this, but, you know, people flooded out of their homes, can't go back to it. You know, people have lost family members to COVID. Like, I'm just thinking about all this stuff, and I'm like, girl, come on. You know, deal with what you can control and what you can't. It's all right. But stop beating yourself up. Come on now. Gotta stop putting that out there. But I just wanted to get back in and do it. Cause it's been in my, oh my God, it's been in my spirit. Let me tell y'all something. Shit. I done been through some things. I've been going through some things. Man. And oof, y'all know when you go through stuff, like, you just like, God damn, like, can I get a break? Life will fuck you up. You will feel like you're getting jumped. That's how it feels. And it's a lot, but you know what I learned to do? Find gratitude. And whatever it is going on, let me just find the silver lining. Like, I know that it's not going to last forever, because what you put out in this universe come back to you. And I know I'm not a shitty person. I know that. And I also know that sometimes the stuff is self-inflicted, because we create our own storms. Procrastination is one thing that I learned. That's a bad negative tree. Oh, that's a bad that I got to work on. So I do realize that some of that shit was being caused by me. The reality is, it's you versus you. It is. Even if life throws something in your shit, how are you going to deal with it? It is you versus you. And you got to think like, this is my body. This is my mind. We have been taught to be so detached from it that, like, it feels foreign, right? No, you got to bring that together. However you do it, find some type of peace. Bring that shit together and know that it's me versus me. Whew. And that's some scary shit, because I'm like, we're like this is my body though. But how many of you feel so disconnected to your body? For me, I feel like it was I can't explain it, but it was this energy that I felt like so, disconnected from myself. Like, my mind and body was, they weren't together. They were not together. That's why so many of us, you know, we take to drugs, you know, we take to alcohol, things that make us feel good in that moment, but it makes us forget. It's like you have to die to feel like you're alive. A lot of us have experienced a lot of trauma in our life. And when you keep seeing stuff like that, you check out more and more and more, man. That's some facts right there. You really check out and you just walk around like you fucking okay. But then you have some people that they're not okay. And they don't snap back out of that shit. And I am seeing that in my neighborhood right now. I'm looking at people that I grew up with and they done up. And I'm saying that respectfully, with love. They done up. Whatever the fuck they seen and been through, they can't take it. So I know my mom and them experienced the same thing. Same people they grew up with, done up. Because life is fucking hard. It is hard. It is hard, especially when you poor and you're a minority. It is hard. Because it's like, if it's not one thing, it's another. You check out. It's designed for us to check out. What you can't control, fine. But what you can, you better grab that shit and you better get it together. The best way you know how. I get it. Limited resources for the poor. But figure that shit out. And stop being afraid to say that you need help. Because we're taught, oh my God. Yo, I feel like as a black person, we just taught to dog our own damn selves. Like, we call it lazy, but we the most hardest working motherfuckers. You great? What? So just think about all the shit that the perceptions, like the stereotypes, all that shit that's thrown at you from the beginning. That ain't even true. So you got to compete with that too. Sorry, I had to take a... It's not easy when you're doing these by yourself. Oh my God, it's not easy when you're doing it by yourself, because when you're doing it with somebody to co-host it, like, you can kind of, you know, piggyback off of each other. But when you're doing it by yourself, like, you gotta keep your flow, your momentum. You gotta make sure you know what you're talking about. Oh man. But yeah. That mind being disconnected from your body, you can't function, you can't live like that. I was watching The Matrix the other day. I'm becoming so obsessed with film, and especially psychological thrillers and movies that have like hidden meanings, like the undertones. Like, I'm really obsessed with thinking right now. Like, I want to know all the thoughts of the thinking of the things that's going on. So I was watching The Matrix the other day, and I was just Lawrence Fishburne said to Keanu, the mind cannot exist without the body. And I was like, shit, that makes so much sense. And let me say this. In order for them to come together, you got to go through some shit. If you checked out from your body, I'm pretty sure. If y'all unchecked out, y'all done went through some shit. You done went through some trauma. You don't want to remember. But the only way you can heal is if you remember. You got to sit with. Don't sit in. Don't sit in. What did Nas say? You got to observe, not absorb. Peep it. Watch it. No, let that shit float like clouds. Or let that shit rain down on you. Because some shit is a lot. But don't carry that. The reason why a lot of us have so much anxiety and, you know, we hold on to so much, because when you experience something traumatic, that feeling does not go away. You carry that until you work yourself through it. Or you're coached through it with proper therapy and healing. Or even if you don't go to therapy, maybe you might find it in church. However, you got to deal with it. We pack shit down. We're taught to pack shit down. We taught to be strong. That's what I was trying to say earlier. I found it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. We are taught to be strong no matter what. So that's why we don't say we need help. Because we're scared. That's why we joke about therapy. That's why it's a joke. Now, I'm happy to say that I'm seeing this wave. I'm seeing this shift. I'm seeing this mental health being taken more seriously with minorities. I am seeing that. But come on. Come on, y'all. And you know what, matter of fact, let me not even do that. For those of you that's still not ready to say you need help, I don't went through it, so you don't have to. Or, we done been through some shit together, so let me share my experience and how I overcame it. So, you can understand you're not the only one. It's okay to say you're not okay. Once you make that step, it's going to start to fall in place. It's all right. It's all right. That stuff, that trauma, whatever it was, that heaviness, that darkness, whatever you're carrying, it's going to come down. It is going to rain on your head. It is. It is. And let me tell you, you hug yourself as tight as you can, and you tell that little girl and little boy, it's okay. It's okay. It is okay. Some of us, since we, from the time we are kids, shit is fucked up. Shit is fucked up. So you that little and it just keep happening. Boom, 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 boom. Your mind all fucked up. You know what it feels like when you experience a traumatic event? You know how you watch people getting shocked? And it's like, poof. So it's like every time. Like, every time. And you're just checking out more and more and more and more and more. It's hard. So you're going to have to sit with some stuff. Feel your feels. It's okay. You are human. You're not a fucking robot. Feel your feels. Feel your feels. Because guess what? Keep drinking it. All of that stuff. Whatever it is you're doing to forget it, that's not. That's for the moment. Sexing it. That's for the moment. You know what helped me calm down tremendously with sex was realizing that, although I like it, don't get me wrong. I love it. It's a temporary fix. It was something I was exposed to at a very young age. And that high, I wanted to experience it all the time. So after that high subsides, I'm back with that little girl. So now what? So I was like, you know, you might just want to sit with some stuff. And it's okay. See, a lot of times we blame ourselves for the shit that we went through. But let me tell you something. You're a kid, especially when you're a kid. How? I'm a kid. It's okay to look at that adult and you motherfucker you. You sick motherfucker you. It's okay. Yeah, they sick. They sick. They done up. They sick. They need help. But it's okay to feel your feels. I don't give a fuck if it's your mother. It's okay. It's okay. Feel your feels. because we're taught honor thy mother and thy father, but what about when they fucked up too? Do they mention that in the Bible? It's okay. It is okay. It's okay to be mad. It's okay. Even if you got to tell them. And guess what? Sometimes they may not can even process what you're saying. Because they are hurting adults. They are hurting children. They're wounded children. They're sick. Some might not even be able to. Or some may even only be able to muster up, I am sorry. Because some of my parents are young. They don't know. They fucked up two kids raising kids. But feel your feels. Feel your feels. Let me tell you something. I done had to face some harsh yellow leather. I done had to face some harsh realities over these last few months. And I had to be in the same space with the same people that caused my hurt. And I had to say to myself, you know what? They are hurting. They are human. Forgive them. Because they're sick. But it's okay. It's okay to heal a little longer if you need to. It's okay to remove yourself from them. Because see, sometimes people, okay, we all go through shit, right? And we take it out on other people. And sometimes, you know, we don't even realize that we did something, or we don't care, or however. But you be at peace, right? Think about the person who just thought that they did something to you, right? You go up to them. They ain't worried about it. They talk to you like they ain't do nothing to you. And you sitting there, you carrying that shit. You just looking at them on the inside. You choking them, punching them, kicking them. Or just staring at them. I don't know. But you feel some type of way about that motherfucker. That's for sure. Because you know what they did. You remember what they did. And you're remembering like, but they fucked up too. But still, no. It's okay. Feel your feels. You can feel. And the reason why I keep bringing that up, because I have compassion for people. Let me tell you something. I done had to forgive some motherfuckers. I done had to forgive. Woo. For me. Because I know what my purpose in life is. I know exactly what it is. And you can't, how did Sister Lauren say, how you gonna win if you ain't right within? So I know I gotta get my shit together first, right? Yeah, you did something to me, I'ma process it, and you gonna be 50,000 bitches, all of that. I'm gonna feel my feels. But a good girlfriend of mine, Jackie, said, okay, hello, it's a feeling in the past. And I have to say it like her, because that makes me laugh, and that makes me know, like, it is going to be okay, because it is a feeling. It'll pass. It'll pass. It'll pass just like floating clouds. That's why I love to meditate, and I'm learning how to just sit with it. Sit with it. It's going to float like clouds, because some of our thoughts are obsessive. They're the same shit over and over, because you can't get out of that loop. Like, it's like, what happened? It's just like in the movie Soul, when them big things was walking around, just just dead bodies, just carrying shit, obsessing. It piles up. It piles up. It piles up. Feel your feels. Feel your feels. Even though you know that person fucked up in the air, feel your feels. And tell your story if you need to. Now, it might make that other person uncomfortable, but okay, so what? It's a feeling. It'll pass. They'll be fine. It's not that I don't have compassion for them, but hey, you got to get that shit out. It's emotionally constipating to hold stuff in because you're trying to protect people. How many of us do that? Because you don't talk about the family business. Well, fuck that. The family is fucked up. Man. I feel good, y'all. I feel good. I feel lighter. And the more I am discovering why I am the way that I am, I feel my feelings. But while I'm feeling my feelings, it's that chill in the back of my head. And like, and bitch, you better get up. You better get up. Get up. It's hard, but you gotta get up. While you healing, while you trying to get yourself together, life is fucking happening. You got bills, you know, it's fucking, the world is happening. So somehow, you know, it affects you. It's a lot of shit that you gotta deal with. It's a lot of shit that you going through. Get up. Get up. That's it. Get up. I don't care how you get up. Get up. Even if it's one leg at a time. Even if you got to crawl on all fours before you, and your legs is wobbling like Bambi, get the fuck up. I don't care how you do it, but you better get up. You better get up. You better get up. You still here. Get up. Get up. Figure it out. Even if you have to write a gratitude list. Right, because you know what, we focus on the bad shit because it's not going how we want it to go, right? We're like, no, but I had it planned like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Sometimes that's not going to happen. It's not. It's not. Sometimes the letters just scattered. And it's okay. But find the good. You know, focus on what is happening right now. What I can control right now. It's okay. It's all right. That road is not going to be smooth. You're going to have zigzags. You're going to have to walk on rocks, glass, all that shit. But you're going to get there. You're going to get there. When it's time for you to get there. And when you do the work to get there. Because you can't just, you know, keep saying you want something but not doing nothing about it. You can't do that either. But you'll get there. I just wanted to get back in here and do something. I was like, overthinking, like, oh, what if I sound like I'm just talking all over? And I didn't even think about my friends who reach out to me, even now, after not even recording in a year. Hey, sis, I just wanted to let you know that I love your podcast. Thank you for being so raw and so honest. Thank you for being so truthful and for living in your truth. That's hard, y'all. First of all, let me say this. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you. I just want somebody to listen to this and be like, oh shit, I'm not alone. You're not. And if we, you know, and also my hope is that people be kinder to one another. I know it's not a utopian world, I know, but man, it makes a difference if you smile at somebody. It may, yo, people be walking around with some shit, carrying some shit, man. You know, sometimes that smile may have prevented them from going home and just ending that shit. It's a lot of people that's committing suicide, man. It's fucking hard out here. Be nice to one another. Be kinder. Hold the door. Say good morning. I know this COVID, don't get me wrong, because listen, I don't like spit, germs, breath, none of that. I understand. Tell somebody good morning, man. Offer the mailman a cup of coffee. Just be kind. Like, even when you see somebody just walking, just upbeat, head up high, and they smiling, they keeping it together. But they going through shit too. So don't just assume that when you see like somebody got it together or they got money or anything like that, like, oh, they got it. And you hating, you're projecting. Because what you think they had. But you don't know what that person go through every day to feel that sense of peace. You don't know what that person sacrificed or went through to get that car, get that house. Get yours. Figure it out. We got to be kinder, man. It's designed for us to hate and kill and tear each other down, period. I don't mean just black folk. I mean just folk, period. That's what it's designed for, man. This shit is war. From the time you slide about that cat, it's war. Know that. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I'm going to talk like this for as long as I can. I know, you know, if I pick up some traction, they might try to tell me to tone it down a little bit. See, I don't know if I can. I'm speaking to my audience. It ain't no one size fits all. You fine. What works for you? Okay, so I'm going to go with that. You know, once you slide about that, cat, life is hard. It is, man. So, you know, and because we know that, I know it's hard because I know some people just be in their own shit. They can't even pick their head up to say good morning. you know. But for those of us who are conscious enough, just how you doing? I smile at people, man. You know what? I realized that growing up, I was taught to be so respectful, right? And that's what I love about my childhood. Like, man, if I could take something from it that's positive, I love the fact that I was taught to be respectful to my elders, have manners, and I'm so sorry, y'all. That was gross. I'm sorry. And I always say that I feel like I was never robbed of an education, but you know, I feel like I learned something compared to what these kids learn, because I was robbed of an education, but you ain't tell me my history. So that's why I say that, because now that I know better, I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. But I do feel like, you know, for what I was taught, not bad. But those are the things that I love about my childhood, and it just being taught to be respectful, and you know, saying good morning, man. You know, in my family, when we get up, we say good morning. Everybody's family don't do that. So when I would be in certain places, or when I had to live with people, when I would say good morning, they would look at me like I had 10 heads. And it's not to say that they're mean, or they like, get the fuck out of my face. Well, they might be saying get the fuck out of my face, because they might not be morning people. But I had to learn that everybody is not a morning person. But I still, good morning, because that's how I was raised. My grandmother was of Christ, and you know, I had to pick and choose what I wanted to take from those lessons, and it definitely respectful and being a light to somebody else, man. Just, and I struggle with being like that sometimes, because I find myself in situations where I would try to be nice to people and they would act like I wasn't standing there. I can't tell you how many times I went to outings with my female friends, or, you know, just trying to make, well, no, you know what? Not at networking events. I won't say I've experienced it there, but just, you know, out and about at events with my friends, stuff like that. Like I would, you know, we'll all be talking and I would notice that, you know, say a girl is talking to everybody in the group. Sometimes she might not even say nothing to me. And before, let me say, close enough for her to hear me, try to engage a conversation with her, act like I'm not standing there. I've experienced that so many times, and that shit hurts my feelings, because it's like, damn, like I'm trying to make your acquaintance. Like, what is the problem? But I had to realize, like, that's her stuff. And I feel bad, because I want to hug her and I want to tell her, like, it's okay. Like, I don't know what you're feeling right now, but it's okay. You want to be friends? I know the world is not like that, y'all, but in my mind, and the little girl and me is like, listen, we gotta be nice. We have to. But you know, I still just, how you doing? But you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm also like, all right, now, like, we too old to grow up. And so, because I'm still human, at the end of the day, I don't care how Namyohodeke yo, I'm becoming, I'm peaceful, zen, all that stuff. I don't care. I'm still human. And it's still like, well, all right then, have a, well, I tried. Still, I'm not gonna lie. Listen, we got to be honest. Yeah, it's okay. Listen, you come up, you come in peace at first, and then if you see like you like, oh, all right then, well, all right then, like you ain't the Queen of Sheba, it's like that. But still, I said it the same. Be kind to one another, man. We all fighting some battle, man. Some battle, some type of battles, all of that stuff. So be kind to one another. Man, I'm happy to be doing this. Yo, I'm just gonna post it. Yo, that's one thing I struggle with too. Like, I would listen to my thing, because I am a product of a narcissistic parents. And see, I used to say narcissistic parents. No. During this journey, I realized both. So, as a child of narcissistic parents, I'm a perfectionist. I feel like I have to do everything perfect. When I make a mistake, I carry that, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not perfect. My parents told me that I was perfect. They made me think that I was perfect. So I'll obsess over shit, and I will listen to these podcasts and they will be good. I will feel good. I'll laugh at my own. I'm like, bitch, you funny. But be afraid to post it, because I'm afraid of everybody really seeing who I really am. And I had to really think to myself, you're carrying your parents shit, and you carrying family shit, because let me talk about that. I know we always, I don't know how many other families, no, that's true, all families. You know how black families, we joke and say how, you know, we keep each other sharp. We keep each other on point because we smoke each other. Like, we look each other like, I know damn well you ain't going outside with that on like that. That's good preparing you for the real world kind of love. Like, now let me tell you before you go outside, you're done up. Take that off. That's good. But there's also those generational curses and those things that are taught to us where it's bullying. When you're being made fun of for being different, where you're being told that you're not black enough, that you're being ostracized because you're gay. All of those things, that stuff, that's the shit that I could do without. No, thank you. That's the shit that I could do without. Because that's not, you are preparing me. You prepare me to let me know that people fucked up. Because if you my family, you fucked up, then that means it's people on the outside that's just as fucked up too. Somebody got to love me. Somebody, and I get it. Listen, I get it. They dealing with their own shit too. I get it. But I'm just saying, that's not good. You know, it's a good and a bad to that. On one hand, you know, you got it. Don't wear that outside. But then on the other hand, it's so much of projecting. You know, a lot of times people say stuff to you because somebody said something to them. Well, that's how they feel about themselves. They're unsure of themselves. I'm not going to even lie to y'all. I forgot my train of thought. I forgot how I got to that point. But I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. Because I'm just happy to be doing this, man. I'm so... I don't care what the reviews is. I don't know if there's going to be any. It don't matter. I just wanted to do this. I watched Mary J. Blige's documentary, My Life and Baby. I get it now at 35. It was this lump in my throat. I told my fiance the other day. Yes. Yes, girl. Yes. I got a whole fiance. I'm going to get to that in 1 second. But I was telling her, like, I felt. Yes, her. It was a lump in my throat. And after watching that, I was like, ooh, God damn. Like, I was crying watching that documentary. Let me tell you something. I respect Mary J. Blige. Yo, I've always had respect for this woman. But now, even more, just knowing who she is and what she came from. And when they would ask her certain questions, even now. That woman, 50 years old. When they would ask her certain questions that affected her when she was a child, when she was a teenager. Her body language showed that she fought to get through that. And even you just asking, it's peaceful, but I'm pretty sure it's just a little triggering because our body shifted. But to overcome that, man, and she said it was some shit that she, I can't even share. And I felt that shit because I know, big sis, I know. Man, that inspired me. Like, if you don't go in that closet, because that's exactly where I'm at, y'all, my mother pantry. Sitting on two pillows with my back against the wall, recording the podcast from my phone up to my mouth. Man, that did something for me. That did something to me. I said, wow, it made me just really just reflect again. Like, yo, we think that we have it hard. Ooh, just you know, baby. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's hurting, man. And if you strong enough to stand up, listen, let them know. No, matter of fact, you better get up. But not everybody want to share their story. But for those who say, you know what, I got to get it out. However you get it out. Get it out. My good girlfriend sent me this video by Tabitha Brown. And she was taking a break from signing her books. And she was talking about telling your story. She was like, you know, I'm telling my story. And I went through some stuff. But I'm telling my story, you know, for someone else to feel inspired. For someone else to tell their story. Why not? We're not alone. We are not alone. And the more we be honest with ourselves and be honest with people, man, they want you to. And when I say they, y'all know who they is. Come on. I don't even have to go into all of that because it really is a fake. But they want you to detach yourself as far as away from yourself as possible. No, man, stand in your truth, live in your truth. Remember, that's how you stop it. That's how the cycle ends. That's how the cycle ends. It stops with you. Remember, write that shit down. Tell your truth. I don't care if somebody in, you know, if they feel some type of way, okay, fine. It's a feeling. It'll pass. You know, have a conversation with them if you feel like you need to. I know for me, it's some people in my family. I'm sorry. I wouldn't spit on them if they was on fire. Even with compassion. No. No. I know I probably shouldn't have said that, but the bin man. No matter of fact, you know what? Because that's not who I am. I will put that fire out. And I will make sure you okay. And then I'm going to walk away from your ass. Because that's all I can give you. Because who I am as a person, I'm a loving person. And I understand you sick or was sick. So, here you go. And now I'm on my way. But that documentary, man, that did something. I was like, yeah. I've been listening to that My Life album, and I'm like, yo, I was a kid, so, you know, I couldn't really identify. I had to go through it first, but I always heard a lot of black women playing it, a lot of sisters bumping that album, and then just to go back and just and watch a documentary and hear the music again, and then it resonate now, because I'm 35, and I done been through some things, so I understand. Ooh. Life can be only what you make it. When you're feeling down, you should never fake it. Say what's on your mind. And all that negative energy, it will decease. And ooh, I feel like I kind of effed it up a little bit at the end because I had to remember the lyrics. I'm just being honest. But yo, man, it feel good. Like, see, this is my dump. I've journaled. I do this thing called the brain dump. Y'all should try that. Do a brain dump. Everything that's going on in your mind, just write it out. Write it out till you can't write no more. Till you can't write no more. Brain dump. Even if you do it every day, brain dump. You know what you'll start to notice? Your thoughts. And if they're obsessive or not. And what it is that you're thinking about and why you're thinking about it. Listen, in order to know who you are, you got to dig deep. This is a journey. This is a journey. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Yo, you going to go through some stuff, man. But it will get better. And even when and as it get better, when shit happens, you know that shit happens, right? So you can't control shit, but you control how you deal with the shit and how you handle it. It's gonna get better, I promise you. Because I was recording them podcasts in the past when I was talking, like, let me say it like this. In my previous seasons, I was going through a lot of shit, y'all. And I still was toughing it out with y'all. Still telling y'all stuff. Still trying to figure out how to do a podcast. Still trying to figure out what should I share. All of that stuff. And I still was like, you know what? Fuck it. I got, and the love was shown. But it was me and myself that was feeling like, nah, I don't deserve this. And so what I started to do during my healing process is question, why do you feel like you don't deserve things? Why? And a lot of it has to do with our environment. A lot of it has to do with parenting. However you, or because I'm just speaking for myself. But for some people, I don't know. But you feel like you don't deserve something, right? You feel like you're not good enough. And sometimes it's because people can't see. You can't see what people are seeing, right? And they can't see what's going on inside of you. They're only seeing what you're showing them. And you know what? Maybe you are showing a little bit of that darkness, but they're looking at us as raw, that's real, that's respect. Just don't give up. Don't give up. I have been on this journey for a long time because I knew something wasn't right. I've been clawing and scratching about that darkness because I knew something wasn't right. Something was not right. And I have felt this way for a very long time. This constant pain. when you experience some shit, whether it's one traumatic event that tragic event that you just bing, just go out of it, or you experience a series of it, you carry that with you every day. So it's really literally like you're walking, and you know how you see when a person's walking and they're having a bad day and it's the cloud with the rain and their head is down, that's what it feels like. Well, for some people feel worse. For me, it was just in my stomach, like this gut-wrenching, like somebody just grabbed my insides and just wrapped it and kept wrapping it and wrapping it, pulling. But I still was figuring this shit out. Still figuring it out. Or let me say, trying my best to figure it out. But I am happy to say that I am, I'm further along. I'm making my way, y'all. I'm making my way. And you never stop healing. You never stop growing and changing and evolving. But I'm on my way. I am on my way. I can say I'm in a space where I have the tools to pull myself up out of it. Because I still have moments when I'm depressed. It's a lot, you know. I take care of my son, you know, that's the honest truth. I take care of my son. I'm responsible for finding babysitters, all of that. That's what I do. And it's exhausting for a single mother, you know, for a mom with the kids in your house, for a parent, period. Because I know there's some dads. So let me not say that, because I do know some dads, and I do know that there are dads out there that take on that role. But, you know, it's exhausting. It's a lot. It is a fucking lot. So you got a parent, right? And kids is off the hook. It is what it is. They can be beautiful angels, but they fucking off the hook. They are. Especially at certain ages. Oh my God, my child, he never stop. Pew, 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 pew. All day. He doing pew, 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 and my thoughts is doing pew, pew, pew. So we just pew, pew, and together. And I'm just trying to get it together. And you try not to take it out on your kids, because I know for some parents it's hard. Like, you can't even hear your own thoughts, and then you got your kid flipping off the goddamn walls, and you're trying to get it together. And I try to be mindful. I'm a human, so don't get me wrong, because there's times where he do too much and I'm already like feeling like a volcano that's about to erupt, and he just do that last thing and I just go, and I always go back to my son and I say, "Mommy, sorry, I did not mean to yell like that, but you have to listen. Oh, mommy trying to tell you something, you gotta take it easy." You know, I try to figure out what to say and how to say it, and not to put nothing in his head that fuck him up. Because the reality is, our parents didn't know. They did their best, and their parents didn't know. They did their best. But you know, when you know better, you do better. So I take what I'm learning during my journey is to take the lessons that I can take and apply that to raising my child. And my grandmother used to always apologize. She was like, "I'm sorry." You know, after she done went off and I knew she was dead ass 1,000 gazillion bazillion percent wrong, I still didn't do that. I was respectful. And then she came back and then she would say, like, you know, "Let me have my moment." "I'll apologize." And she would apologize. So I do that for my son. I do that. Because I know that he needs to understand adults are not perfect. And that's where I see this will fuck me up. That do as I say, not as I do culture. Confusing as fuck. Don't do it. Be honest. Be honest with your kid. I'm not saying make them grown, all that. No. But be honest with them. Tell them, "I fuck up. I fucked up." Now, I'm not saying come to them when they 7, like, "Yeah, I gotta pay all these bills." Now, don't do that. But I'm just saying, be honest. When you need to be honest with your kid, be honest. I get protecting them. So don't get me wrong, because I protect my son. It's some stuff that I just know that he gotta see it when it's time for him to see it. That's it. But I'm gonna be honest with my baby. I'm gonna keep it real with him. Cause come on now. You have to. You will fuck your kid up. You got to teach them self-awareness. You got to teach them how to be conscious. All that. That's a lot. And then you still got to deal with your own shit. And in life. It's a lot. I know. I get it. Whew. But, man, you're not in it alone. I want to start finding parenting groups. I really want to start finding that because after exiting that relationship with his dad, I realized that I didn't want to talk to people that I felt like at my lowest. I wasn't that bubbly Tasha that people knew. Even though I dealt with a lot of stuff in my life, like I always like managed to just keep a smile on my face and keep it together. And I was always the life of the party person and just, you know, just full of life, man. And after that relationship, I didn't feel like any of those things. And I had to, you know, do a hard reset. Who am I? Who is Natasha? You know, not who my parents wanted me to be. The men I dated wanted me to be. Who am I? Not who my family wanted me to be. Who am I? Who do I want to be? And that's what I've been focusing on. And I have to tell myself that every day. And one of the things that I definitely want to do is, you know, hang out with other parents. You know, get sociable again. You know, because when I shut down. You know how when you go through stuff, like some people, they can party with their friends and be fucked up on the inside and probably get drunk like, bitch, I like you because that nigga got me fucked up. I be telling y'all everything, but no, some do that. And that's your business, sis. That's your business. But for some of us, it's like we got the retreat because you don't want no outside nothing. I just want to sit with this. You heard what I said? With, not in. I just want to sit with this. That's me. And I have friends who like to turn up, who used to me being at, you know, come on, Tata. And it's like, Tata don't feel like it. Or I've just had those friends who just so used to me just being like, you know, bubbly and, you know, or and answering their phone calls. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I can't, or I couldn't. Messed up. I'm getting better. And now, you know, I want to make sure that I, you know, reach out to my friends and you know, get that time in. But I had to do a hard reset. Because I needed to be with myself. I needed to. I never felt like I had my own space to myself ever. Ever. I'm 35 years old. Ever. You hear what I said? Ever. I want this for me. So I don't want to be in a relationship where I got to take care of somebody, be their mama. None of that. No, thank you. Nothing. No, I'm tired of giving away. No. But, real quick, let me go back to that. I do want to get back to just hanging out and meeting other parents, other parenting styles. And now I'm in the relationship with a woman, you know, so that's a whole different conversation to have with my son. I want to find other, you know, same sex parents. So I don't know. I'm not the only one. Can you help me? You know, so I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for it. Yeah. I am. So many things are happening. And the gratitude list helps me realize that. So I don't sit in, or sit with stuff for too long. Because you could sit with some stuff and then they'd be like, all right, that, okay. So my gratitude list helps. And I am getting married. I am getting married. It was a quiet, private, just us two. Will you marry me? And I said, yes, the fuck I will. Man. I didn't think that was going to happen. And that made me realize how much women, you know, we just go along with, even if we're not being treated right. We just, like a little robot, just go along with whatever because we think we deserve whatever. But this relationship has taught me that I deserve everything. Plus some more, and plus some more, and plus some more. A girlfriend of mine said that it makes you realize you were designed for love. That we are designed for love. And I'm going to always remember that. I'm going to keep that with me. Because how many of us feel like we ain't worth it? How many times we've been treated like we're not worth it? It's a constant fight every day as a sister. Come on now. especially if you don't have that circle, you know, that support system. We already got to walk out our house and it's a war. You need that love. You need to feel love. And I know a lot of us don't get that. I know, man, but I had to heal in order to even know that that's what I needed in my life. I didn't know I needed love. I knew I wanted it, you know, but I don't know if I ever thought it was going to happen for me. I just thought that, you know what, I'm going to figure this shit out on my own, get myself together, and it's just going to be me and my son. And I thought that that's all the love that I needed, and that's all the love that I deserved, because I felt like nobody could handle me. Because I always was told, you too much. I mean, yeah, I was, but was I really? I mean, I'm just sick like the rest of y'all. What, you know, it wasn't even all that bad. I just think that some people just can't handle you. And my fiance is, she handles it. she handles it. We are best friends. We are soulmates. I know that growing up, that would have been my girl. Like, even if I didn't even look at her like that, she would have been my homie. So quiet. I call her a little quiet storm, but she's so, so mighty. And we always joke about that her energy is so big. She's not a tall woman. My fiance is 5'4". And people that, when I tell people, they're like, what? She looks so much taller than that. I'm like, no, that's just the big dick energy she giving off. The big clit energy she giving off. That probably was like, ugh, for some people. And they might be like, oh my God, you're not supposed to say that. But I can see that my fiance is okay with me saying that she got big dick energy. She's okay with me saying that. And she knows she's not a man, so it's not even that. She just give off, you know, a little cocky swag. And I like that. I like that about her. When I first met her, I was very drawn to her. Not even just physically. She's very beautiful and she smelled good as hell. But I was just like, what is it about this woman that I am drawn to? And I was trying to figure it out as far as my sexuality, because, you know, a lot of families don't accept when you be yourself. So, you know, because they're confused about who they are. So, they're unsure of who they are, and you know, so I was just like, I don't know if like it ever was a big deal to me, if I really thought about it. I don't know, honestly. I'm still trying to figure that out, but I just know seeing her, I was like, ooh, okay. And we hit it off. We met in New Orleans on vacation. And we talked, but it really wasn't like no deep conversation. Like, I sat next to her at the hookah spot because I kept wanting to sniff her. But then, like, because I was dealing my own stuff, I had a family member pass away while I was in New Orleans the day I got down there. And so I just kept checking out. I didn't think that his death was going to affect me that much, but I kept checking out. I was really sad, but I felt good for him because I said, you're not hurting anymore. Go where you gonna go and be at peace. Be at peace. But I was really sad. I was sad for his wife, his daughter, his family. I was sad for them, but I was happy for him. Go be free, man. Go. You know, death is, we don't want to think about it, especially when it's sudden. You know, but when I feel like people are suffering, I'm like, man, go. Go. Go ahead. Only the dead know the end of war. Yeah, go. But I was dealing with that, and I just kept checking out. And I would just, you know, sit crisscross applesauce and close my eyes. Or I would walk off and just go be by myself. And she noticed that. She knows a lot of stuff, actually. When she started running stuff down, I was like, ooh, okay, Sanja was looking through. But you know, we was watching each other, but I honestly didn't think I was gonna see her again. or hear from her again. And I ain't gonna even lie, y'all. I was just trying to fuck. I'm going to Vegas next week. I'm in New Orleans, and I love New Orleans. Everything about New Orleans to me is just, it feels so magical. Like, I just feel so like my roots are there. I know what my roots is in Africa, but you know, I feel my ancestors is what I'm trying to say. I just was like, man, fuck it. You know, when you're on vacation, turn all the way up. So you can with your friends about it later. But yeah, but it didn't happen like that. And I'm happy that it didn't, because knowing the way that I had grown to be just to protect myself, I probably wouldn't have called it back. I don't know. I probably would have been like, we did what we did. It was good. I ain't sus. That would have been it. But we didn't do anything. We just hung out with each other. You know, not hung out, like, but, you know, we just chilled with everybody in a group and, you know, talked here and there. And, like, that was it. I thought that she was Mr. Bitches. Because she's a very attractive person. And I don't know. Okay, so let me tell you why I say this. Because usually when I see, like, really attractive masculine present women, the ones that I've encountered, like, they be having our girls. Maybe I'm not girls. And it's like they know they swag. So, and some of my friends like that. Some of my masculine presenting friends are like that. Some of my little stud muffins, they do too much. So I'm thinking, like, maybe she like that, you know, because she's nice looking. She smell good. She dress good. You know, that's it, man. I ain't bagging bitches. But she's not even like that. She is not even like that. Not like that. She is, if I'm with you, I'm with you. And when she first told me that, I was like, God damn it. Because I know that was not me in the beginning. It wasn't. I wasn't, like, really dating anybody. Don't get me wrong. That had already passed. Like, it passed. But I was like, am I ready for that? Am I ready to deal with somebody that's like that? Because I'm single. Back then, I was still single. So I'm like, what if I want to, you know, I don't know. Then I could have, because I'm not obligated to her. But I know that I liked her. So I was kind of like, maybe I should too. Because I like her. But, yeah. I am engaged. And I am getting married. And I am in love. And I love that we had an emotional connection first. We waited before we had sex. And I never felt that. I never did that. Emotionally, hell no. I never, ever, ever, y'all, ever. And it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful, it's happening so naturally, organically, and just, I'm like in awe, like, oh shit, like this is, oh my God, this is happening. And I am happy. And I am, you know, I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life with this woman. So, yeah. It feels good to be back, y'all. And remember, you're not the only one going through it. Take some deep breaths. Do a brain dump. Light yourself a candle. Make you some tea. Whatever you gotta do. Hey, smoke a blunt if you need to. Go smoke your little cigarette. Whatever. Whatever it is. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I thank you guys for tuning in to the Holly Melanated Podcast Show. I am your host, Natasha Monique. And until next time, peace.